This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds meeting with provincial chief ministers at Singhadarbar to strengthen federalism. Elections for the chairs of thematic committees under the House of Representatives being held today. Mata Tirtha Aunsi or Mother's Day being celebrated today in honor of mothers with devotion. And Israel and Lebanon begin ceasefire. U.S. President Trump says deal to end Iran war is very close. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah held a meeting with provincial chief ministers at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar yesterday, focusing on strengthening federalism and improving coordination between federal and provincial governments. During the meeting, chief ministers presented province-specific challenges and federal-provincial power sharing. The Prime Minister assured that the federal government is ready to address the policy-level complexities and emphasized swift action through a joint mechanism between the Federation and provinces. Prime Minister Shah also urged provincial governments to immediately implement reforms within their authority and provided practical suggestions to resolve technical and administrative problems. Chief ministers attending the meeting described the discussion as constructive and positive. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the meeting also focused on accelerating development works and making the implementation of federalism more effective. Elections for the chairs of thematic committees under the House of Representatives are being held today, with nominations already filed for 12 committees. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, nominations were registered yesterday between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. for 10 House committees and 2 joint committees. The Secretariat says its nomination must be proposed and supported by members of the respective committee following parliamentary procedure. Committee meetings will be held today at 1 p.m. where nominations will be formally presented and put to a vote. Meanwhile, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Arial, yesterday held a meeting with opposition leaders, including representatives from the Nepali Congress, CPN-UML and Nepali Communist Party. The discussion focused on concerns over the selection of parliamentary committee chairpersons, with opposition leaders saying the process had moved forward without adequate deliberation. In response, Speaker Arial expressed willingness to continue consultations and assured that no decisions would be taken without informing the opposition, emphasizing adherence to established parliamentary procedures. The Intergovernmental Fiscal Commission has decided to increase financial equalization grants in line with the growth of the federal budget, aiming to strengthen fiscal federalism and improve the grant system. A meeting held at the Ministry of Finance yesterday also agreed to gradually reduce conditional grants and end the practice of fragmenting budgets into small, overlapping projects by introducing minimum thresholds for development spending. The Council further decided to phase out unallocated budgets, resolve long-pending or underperforming projects, and enforce austerity measures to reduce recurrent expenditure and financial liabilities. Speaking at the meeting, Finance Minister Sorim Wagle stressed the need to reduce dependency on federal grants and make fiscal transfers more transparent, predictable and equitable. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Biraj Bhakta Thruster has directed concerned authorities to implement structural reforms in the energy and hydropower sector to enhance transparency and improve performance. The minister issued a 32-point directive asking all subordinate bodies to submit time-bound action plans and ensure regular monitoring. The reforms aim to strengthen the energy market and system efficiency and are expected to improve governance, efficiency and investment in Nepal's energy sector. Similarly, the Ministry of Forest and Environment has initiated a process to classify zoos across the country, aiming to strengthen wildlife conservation and management standards. The ministry has released a draft titled Standards for the Establishment and Operation of Zoos, Wildlife Rescue Centres and Wildlife Hospitals 2082 Bikram Samvat and invited public feedback within 15 days. According to the ministry, the standards aim to improve wildlife protection, conservation of genetic resources, research, education, breeding, rescue, rehabilitation and treatment of animals. In a major shift in public service delivery, the government has begun providing essential documents directly to citizens at their homes through the Department of Postal Services. The initiative, introduced as part of recent government reforms, aims to reduce long queues at government offices and eliminate the role of middlemen in accessing public services. The service has been launched as a pilot basis in districts including Makwanpur, Magdi and Dadaldhura, with preparations underway to expand it to other areas. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case worth 104.5 million rupees against former Development Commissioner Bhaikaji Tiwari of the Kathmandu Valley Development Authority. According to CIAA spokesperson Suresh Neopani, the investigation covers the period between 1987 and 2021 during which Tiwari held public office. The CIAA states that Tiwari and his family earned approximately 145.2 million rupees through legal sources, while their total expenditure reached about 250.7 million rupees. The discrepancy forms the basis for the corruption charges. The anti-graft body alleges that Tiwari abused his position to accumulate illegally acquired wealth. A case has been filed at the special court in Kathmandu, with his wife and daughter also named as co-defendants. Mother's Day, also known as Mata Tirtha Aunsi, is being celebrated in honor of the mothers with devotion and reverence, as people honor and express gratitude to their mothers. On this occasion, children are visiting their mothers early in the morning, offering gifts, sweets and special meals, and seeking blessings. Those whose mothers have passed away are visiting the sacred site of Mata Tirtha Temple Pond in Chandragiri Municipality, Kathmandu, where they take holy dips and perform rituals. Religious scholars describe the day as one of the deep spiritual importance, highlighting the cultural belief that mothers are held in the highest regard in Vedic tradition, with children expressing gratitude for their care and sacrifices. A delegation from the Asian Development Bank, ADB, led by its country director, Arno Kaushwa, held a meeting with the Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Bikram Timelsina, at Singhadarbar. The meeting focused on strengthening cooperation between the government of Nepal and ADB in advancing digital transformation. On the occasion, Minister Timelsina expressed appreciation for ADB's continued support and reaffirmed the government's commitment to strengthening digital infrastructure, improving public service delivery and enhancing transparency through technology. Officials from relevant ministries and ADB representatives were also present at the meeting. The Embassy of Nepal in Bangkok has rescued 46 Nepali nationals from Cambodia, with all individuals safely returned home. According to the embassy, the rescue was carried out in coordination with the Cambodian authorities after reports that the individuals had been involved in illegal work after travelling to Cambodia in search of employment. The embassy also highlighted a rising trend of Nepalese travelling to Cambodia in recent years for job opportunities and has urged citizens not to travel seeking employment without proper labour permits. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. A 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon has come into effect, raising cautious hopes of easing regional tensions. The truce announced by U.S. President Donald Trump after talks with Israeli Prime Minister and Lebanese President includes Iran-backed Hezbollah, which has been engaged in cross-border fighting with Israel. Meanwhile, U.S. President Trump indicated that fresh talks between the United States and Iran could take place soon, expressing optimism about a possible agreement to end the broader conflict. He said Iran had signaled willingness to limit its nuclear ambitions, a key issue in ongoing negotiations. The conflict, which began in late February, has resulted in significant casualties and economic impacts, including rising global fuel prices. Now, to deliver the forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as in the remaining Himalayan regions, and partly cloudy in the remaining areas. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudurpashim provinces today. The division has also stated that the country is under the partial influence of westerly and local winds at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 14 to 16 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds meeting with provincial chief ministers at Singhadarbar to strengthen federalism. Elections for the chairs of thematic committees under the House of Representatives being held today. Mata Tirtha Aunsi, or Mother's Day, being celebrated today in honor of mothers with devotion. And Israel and Lebanon begin ceasefire. U.S. President Trump says deal to end Iran war is very close. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.